This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, Disneyland was not the happiest place on earth the last few days. And I love Disneyland. I am a huge, huge fan of Disneyland. But I got to tell you, they had some issues. Now, I don't know if you guys heard about, what was it, the droppings? What was it? I guess they had to call hazmat. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I had my own issues. Now, I understand that I go to Disneyland probably a little bit more often than the average person. And I think the reason why is because my kids have friends that like to go. And I don't want my kids are under 18, I don't want my kids going to Disneyland without me. One is because I kind of like going to Disneyland, but two is they're still under 18. I'm kind of responsible. And I got to admit, when we went, just got back yesterday, it didn't go as well this trip. This trip did not go that well at all. All right, so first, remember last time I stayed at a motel that had been known on TripAdvisor for bed bugs? Now, we didn't get bed bugs, but I swore that that was the last time we were going to try to stay cheap when you go to Disneyland. Apparently, the hotels are a third the cost when you pick a motel up the street than a Disneyland resort. But I'm like, you want to know what? It's not worth it. I don't want to get bed bugs. I'm like, you know what? Let's kind of splurge, and why don't we stay at one of the hotels, on the resort. And years ago, when the economy was good, we stayed at one of the places called Paradise Pier. Now, for those of you that are familiar or not familiar with Disneyland, Paradise Pier is one of these hotels that's not right on the park, but it's across the street. So you're across the street from the park. You're across from that Grand California, the Big Wood Hotel? And you cross the street, you cut through the Grand California Hotel, and you're right there on Downtown Disney. So you basically save yourself a half a mile of walking. It's wonderful. So we check in and we spend the extra money. And trust me, it was three times the cost of our motel last year. All right. But we're like, you know what? It doesn't matter because we get to, cut the walking time. This is great. And you get one of those early morning entries into the Disneyland park. So we had bought tickets for Saturday, the park. So we were hopefully going to get Saturday morning early entry. Well, boy, were we wrong. So first, when it came to the hotel, they aren't allowing you to cut through the other hotel anymore. There's a walkway, there's signs. No more. So for some reason, after all these years, they decided not to and made us walk all the way around. And I was like, well, then what's the point of me spending three times the amount of money? Second, the early morning to Disneyland, just didn't happen that day. Nope. It was open for the California Adventure, but not the other. Now, why am I complaining about this? Well, because with everything bad, there's a good. And the Guardians of the Galaxy ride has been one of the big new rides at California Adventure Disney. It's not in the Disneyland park. It's in the California Adventure. And so because the early morning entry was not, allowed for Disneyland that day, just our luck, it was allowed for the California Adventure. So we're like, great, why don't we check out the Guardians of the Galaxy ride? Now, many of you are like, oh, my kids love Baby Groot. My grandkids are big fans of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Why don't we go check out the ride? Let me just tell you, hold your horses, okay? The Guardians of the Galaxy ride took over that Twilight Tower of Terror. So remember that Hollywood Tower Hotel that they used to have? And I guess there was some Twilight Zone episode. Not Twilight, the Dracula movie, but Twilight Zone episode. where you're in the hotel and it's sometimes, I guess for some reason, the elevator gets hijacked and you accelerate up and you accelerate down, etc. Well, they use the same building, which means the Guardians of the Galaxy ride is not a simple little baby ride, you know, like Alice in Wonderland or Winnie the Pooh. Okay, it's a ride where you are accelerating up and down a 190-foot tower. And then when you get up to that, probably at about 180-some feet, there's an open window where you get to see the outside park, and then you slam back down. So some people didn't like that ride, okay? Their kids couldn't go on it. It was too much like the Tower of Terror. What was the point? I loved it. I actually give it a couple thumbs up. I thought the Guardians of the Galaxy ride was great. It was much better than the Tower of Terror. They kind of bob you up and down. So if you feel like you're bobbing up and down, suspended in air before you start crashing down again. And I almost peed on myself. But keep in mind, I mean, it is a long, long wait. Now, speaking of long wait, Disney had a couple other issues. We decided to, I don't know why we decided to splurge this year, but we did. Maybe because the economy's getting a little better. But we decided to make reservations at the Blue Bayou. Now, the Blue Bayou is this restaurant where when you do the Pirates of the Caribbean, you get to see people sit there eating. So here we are. We made our reservations, and all of a sudden we hear fire alarm. Everybody evacuate the building. So we're standing outside on the sidewalk because the building was evacuated because of a possible fire alarm, which means people who were in the middle of eating their food had to get up, had to hope that their food was still warm when they got back into their table. They didn't get back for 45 minutes to an hour. So some people probably left and didn't pay for their meal. Me, we didn't even get to eat yet. So, but what's very interesting is for those of you guys that ever do the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, where you go through the restaurant, I find it hilarious when people on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride start screaming at you when you're sitting there eating. So I was waving to everybody when I finally got my table. And people in the boat would be like, bread, bread, please, give me some bread. And then another boat would come by, and they'd be like, quack, 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 quack. And I guess they were quacking because they were trying to act like ducks, so we would throw them bread. Now, my bread bowl was empty, and they're screaming, please, throw us some bread. And it's supposed to be a fancy restaurant. So I almost got kicked out of there for the second time because I was making fun of the fire alarm when there wasn't a fire before. So Disneyland definitely has some issues. And then, of course, I guess Hazmat had to respond to Disneyland because people were struck by geese droppings. A flock of geese flew over and dropped poo-poo, hitting 11 adults and 6 children. All right? So it's the messiest place on earth. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Senate Republicans have outlined a new health care plan. This is being reported by FoxBusiness.com. They say in a meeting between members of the Senate Republican Conference and the Senate Health Care Working Group, members got a first look at a menu of ideas on how to move forward with replacing the Affordable Care Act. I would really love to see this menu. I love menus. I think menus are a great way to look at all your options, you know, where you open it up and you have, but I don't like menus with a bunch of pages. I only like menus where there's just the two sides. You open it up, and then you read both sides. You go, that looks pretty good. And then you look to the next side. That looks good too. You know, I don't like big heavy menus. I would really love to see what this menu is, because again, I'm very, very concerned that we don't have enough medical professionals putting their two cents in. The working group presented their proposals through a PowerPoint presentation on Capitol Hill, including some that mirror those of the American Healthcare Act, the House healthcare bill that passed in May, but also offering some key differences to the original bill. They say one of the ideas that came out of the meeting is to allow states to apply for waivers for essential health benefit coverage. Under Obamacare, the essential health benefit mandate forced health insurance companies to offer mandatory coverage for things like maternity services and mental health care. However, beyond that, there are some key concepts they said within the blueprint that have already had some conference members feeling skeptical about the fact that this bill could be brought to the floor for a vote. And I'll tell you what I think about what's going on in a second. One possible point of contention, they said, is some Senate members are already taking issue that under the proposed healthcare outline, insurance companies will not be able to waive coverage for pre-existing conditions. They say, according to those who were at Tuesday's meeting, which if passed would be a major counterpoint to what the House passed in May. Another concern for some Republicans is that the working group offered to keep in place the Obamacare community rating regulations, which disallowed health insurance companies from charging different premiums regardless of geographic area, age, gender, or health status. So they say numerous Republican conference aides told Fox Business that they do not believe the proposal will be able to make it to the Senate floor. I don't think so either. I'll tell you why in a second. One source saying this blueprint won't be able to become a bill. Other senators publicly expressed their doubt about Tuesday's presentation and where the health debate goes from here. So Senator Lindsey Graham, said, we're stuck. We can't get there from here. I'm very leery of the health care bill passing the Senate that we can get through the House. We've already lost Rand Paul, so we're down to 51. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell seemed positive about the ongoing health care talks, and he said, we're getting close to having a proposal to whip and take to the floor. Okay. So, when you hear this, and again, this isn't coming from, you know, NPR or MSNBC. This is coming from Fox Business, okay? They are, some of you are probably going, why are they dinking around with the pre-existing, with the essential health benefits? Why are they dinking around with that? That would be an unpopular move for them. And the reason why is, those essential health benefits and the pre-existing conditions, even though you and I like them, that's one of the reasons why Obamacare is an absolute cluster. This is why we are in such a predicament. We as a nation are having such an issue. When a group of legislators pass a bill saying, guys, everything gets covered, no matter what. Okay, and, you know, it's popular, and this is what we want, and you know, everybody's like, oh, and even I said, that's a popular part of the bill. I love that. I couldn't stand when insurance companies would say, no, sorry, we're not covering you because you've had a history of asthma. Or, you know what, we only cover sick visits and we don't cover physicals. Remember that? Remember those days? The insurance company would not cover a physical. So you had to be sick with something in order for health insurance to kick in. So when the Affordable Care Act came out in 2009, say, no, we're going to cover this, we're going to cover this. We're like, oh, yeah, that's wonderful. But that was the root of, or one of the roots of the economic disaster that then befell on our premiums, on our deductibles. So if the GOP wants to fix the mess that Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius did, Harry Reid, they're going to have to reverse parts of the Affordable Care Act. And the snowball effect or the cannonball effect happened with, unfortunately, those popular items. Which is why the more I read this, the more I'm thinking the GOP needs to just take a step back and let Obamacare just self-destruct. I hate to say that, but I think they are in one hell of a political mess. These essential health benefits that include maternity, mental health services, as a physician, I want insurance to cover those things. It was ridiculous when I had a woman who became pregnant and her insurance all of a sudden wouldn't cover the pregnancy. That was baloney. That was so, frustrated. And I went through the same thing. Then I become pregnant and my health insurance goes, no, we don't cover pregnancy. And pregnancies are expensive, especially if you later end up needing a C-section or you have to be for an extended period of time in the hospital. So it never made sense. So if you're buying health insurance, there should be some essential key things incorporated. The problem with that is it's expensive. So if you're going to now mandate that everybody has maternity, even men are paying for maternity coverage, all right? You know, people are going to be pretty upset that the rates are going up when they don't even need that service. And then the mental health services. Somebody could argue, well, Dahlia, mental health being an essential health benefit, if mental health was an essential health benefit this whole time under Obamacare, why are we still having millions of people without proper mental health care? I agree. Just because it was an essential health benefit didn't mean that people were getting good mental health care. Or regular mental health care. So the lesson we learned with the Affordable Care Act is insurance doesn't mean health care. So maybe we need to dissect insurance out of the equation. I've been saying this, and I know my listeners who listen to my show so regularly, I really appreciate it. I want to hear from you guys. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have emailed drdahlia.com and drdahlia@hotmail.com on this subject. We'll read some of your emails in the next segment, but I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, if there's no fixing the healthcare system and there's no way to politically save your butt on this one, what should Washington do at this point? Now, personally, I care more about the American people than somebody's political career. But I understand that whoever's in power, if you have some idiots in power, unfortunately, bad decisions are going to be made. And this healthcare system is an absolute mess. It could have had potential. It really could have. But they did everything all at once. And you needed to, over years and over, slowly make changes. Like, for example, with the essential health benefits, they could have maybe included one at a time. You know, just go slowly. You know, you're offering insurance for mental health services, but there's not enough physicians. There's not enough nurses. There's not enough facilities. So you and I are paying premiums up the yin-yang, and the services aren't there for the people who need it. We really need to change the billions and billions of dollars, convert those dollars that are going into promoting and repealing and replacing and building and voting and whatever on both sides of the aisle for Obamacare to instead actually building the clinics, hiring the staff. Okay, not that I want, you know, healthcare run by the government, but if we could start having facilities that people could go to, the stupid card that they have in their hand that doesn't, you know, do jack diddly squat can get thrown away and they could just walk right into a facility. Now, that could take years. Nothing's going to happen before the midterm election. But Donald Trump predicts that Obamacare overhaul will be done by the summer, that there's going to be a tax cut. You know, maybe, trying to overhaul something that you can't, you know, and then unfortunately putting your name on a bad bill is not the way to go. If Obamacare is failing, I know we want to help save people, but nobody's going to look at this as a save. It's not. There's no way to fix it in time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we'll be right back.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Skies Fix Your Radios. Yeah, if your radio ever makes a duh sound, that's not me. Okay, that's your radio, so fix that. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Dr. Dolly Show. On Facebook. Okay, we're going to be putting up a poll in a few minutes on how we should be addressing the healthcare crisis. But in the meantime, we got some medical news to talk about. Legionnaires' bacteria has been found at a New York police precinct, and they say that an officer has been hospitalized with symptoms of the disease. The health department says they were informed that preliminary results of some of the tests conducted by an independent contractor at the precinct in Harlem showed traces of the bacteria. The New York Times reported health officials began investigating the water at the precinct Friday night and were notified that an officer had been diagnosed with the disease. The officers were recovering at a hospital outside of the city. The hot water supply at the precinct has been temporarily shut down. One officer told CBS New York that he and his colleagues were on edge, wondering how long the bacteria has possibly been in their workplace. Legionnaires' disease is a form of pneumonia that's spread by inhaling mist from water tanks, cooling towers, hot tubs, whirlpool spas that unfortunately are colonized with Legionella bacteria. Really dangerous for those who are elderly, those with underlying health conditions. It's not usually spread person to person. Usually you obtain it from taking your shower or the hot tub, etc. They say police said the precinct's cooling tower is new and has not yet been turned on. Last week, Southern Nevada Health District announced it is investigating two cases of Legionnaires and guests who stayed separately at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. The guests were at the hotel in March and April, and the hotel is assisting in the investigation and taking steps to provide information. Now, I guess a couple years ago, Legionella was discovered at various cooling towers across the Bronx, where more than a dozen people died from the outbreak and more than 100 got sick. So we don't want to mess around when it comes to Legionnaires. We've talked about that. I believe a couple years ago there was another issue at a hotel where they were concerned that Legionnaires bacteria got in it. You know, what always concerns me and kind of confuses me, I should say, is when we hear of being a bacteria noticed, okay, or a bacteria found or an issue. It usually happens after somebody gets sick. So then I wonder, what about all the other places that haven't been tested? You know, somebody got sick and that's why it made news. That's why the, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. But Legionella and Legionnaires doesn't seem to, you know, hurt people as much when they're fairly healthy. So you could be asymptomatic or you could just not be affected. And so if that's the case, you wonder if it's in one precinct, is it in others? Or if it's in one hotel, is it in others? And, you know, I take a lot of hot showers. I love, every time I'm at a hotel, I love taking a shower. Sometimes the hotel shower is really good, sometimes it's not. But it just makes you wonder in case, you know, you are breathing something in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 10% of the world's population is obese, according to a study. They say more than 10% of the world's population is obese, which is a rise over the past 30 years. This has led to widespread health problems and millions of premature deaths, according to the new study. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, I thought a third of us are obese. If only 10%, that's good. A third of people in America are obese. We're talking about the world. 10% of the world's population is obese. So when you look at these countries that are third world countries where we have people starving, right, you know, when you add those people into it, you know, we obesity is rising. Now, we don't want obesity and we don't want starvation. Okay, we would like something in between. We want people who need to be fed getting fed, and people who don't need to overfeed to quit overfeeding. Okay, see, that's kind of the goal. Published Monday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the study showed that the problem had swept the globe, including regions that have historically had food shortages like Africa. The study was compiled by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington and funded by the Gates Foundation. Looked at 195 countries, essentially the world's population, finding that rates of obesity at least doubled in 73 countries, including Turkey, Venezuela, and Bhutan, from 1980 to 2015. So, weight issues have, I guess, played a role in 4 million deaths in 2015, like heart attack, heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, and other factors. The per capita death rate was at 28% since 1990, and 40% of the deaths were among people who were overweight, but not heavy enough to be classified as obese. All right, so what is obese? Well, when your body mass index is over 30, You're overweight between 25 and 29. By these measures, 604 million adults worldwide are obese, and this includes 108 million children. In the U.S., 12.5% of children were obese, 12.5%. That's an eighth, up from 5% in 1980. Let's talk about that. You know, it's not just the video games, okay? It's our whole, you know, in the olden days, before you went to school, you would, you know, get a slice of toast, maybe eat an egg, have a glass of milk. And, you know, starting around the, you know, 1980s, you know, these breakfast, maybe in the 70s, but these breakfast cereals really started to become mainstay. We had breakfast cereals in the 60s and 50s, except breakfast cereals have been around. But it was actually commonplace to just eat your Apple Jacks or your, you know, Cocoa Krispies, etc. You know, then, you know, we used to have lunch, and on our lunch tray, there'd be fish sticks or sloppy joe, etc. But they had to start including dessert. Like, when did dessert have to be an issue at lunch? Dessert was only something you would have at dinner. Why is dessert an option? And then even with dinner, you're not supposed to have dessert. Dessert was a very special thing. If mom was serving some sort of dessert, we would be like, oh my gosh, wow. Now it's commonplace. Okay, having something sugary after you eat a highly carb meal was never the plan for our bodies. And dessert now is a part of these meals. And I notice, I do the same thing. That's probably my downfall. All of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? I want something sweet. I had fish. I need ice cream. Okay? I'm not a big ice cream eater. I'm not a big fish eater. But anytime I have fish, I'm like, you know what? I need to eat some ice cream. All right? Well, then, maybe I shouldn't eat the fish. Okay? If I didn't eat the fish, maybe I want to be craving something sweet. But we always feel like we need something sweet. When you drink a soda pop, Lord have mercy, that soda pop, if it has sugar, it makes you crave more sugar. Your body's smart. Your body gets addicted to sugar. I am addicted to chocolate. If I see a piece of chocolate, I cannot walk away. I need to eat that piece of chocolate. I will think about that chocolate until I finally get some. Food is an addiction. Sugar is an addiction. Our bad habits. And so we see these stories all the time. Well, we got obesity. We got a third of our country being obese or pre-obese. Even China, they say less than 1% of the population was obese in 1980. Now more than 5%, which is a five-fold increase. They say three countries in Africa, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Guinea-Bissau, had the fastest growth of obesity. Now, why is that? Well, because we're introducing foods that aren't what the human body can handle. You know, when the human body makes fat, it's stress. For those of you with fatty liver happens not only because of the fat you eat, it could also happen if you drink alcohol. And people who drink alcohol, even if they're underweight, will have fat deposits around their liver. Fat is a sign of stress. So if you have fatty deposits and fat, you know, that's accumulating, that's not a good thing. And it could be very, it could be stress mediated. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Preston asks, can we discuss sex ed? You spoke last week about abstinence. I suggest the opposite. In sex ed, The kids should be inundated with education on rape, STDs, pregnancy, including labor, birth, bleeding. After this, abstinence will come to mind, he says, without teachers having to recommend it. All right, we talked about sex ed and how many people are upset that one of the people nominated to Trump's team is an abstinence-only, according to the media, advocate. And, I didn't understand why we were having such a big, discussion and debate on why, abstinence is, taught in schools. Why can't we bring up abstinence? I think it's, I think it makes perfect sense. Of course that should be an option. But, Preston has a point here. Would students even respond if a teacher is telling them, all right, abstain? Maybe they need to come up with the idea themselves. Now, I don't know if I want them to watch videos on rape. But I got to tell you, when I was a kid, some of the movies that I had seen where it was implied, and these were some of these teenage movies. I don't remember what that movie was, but there was one girl who needed a ride, and she knew the boy who was going to give her a ride, and he had a van, and unfortunately she was gang raped. And I remember this movie. I don't know what kind of movie it was. It wasn't obviously a very highly, highly rated movie. I think it was something on cable when we had on TV or whatever. And I watched it, and it scared the living daylight out of me such that I, I'm freaked out by vans. It had that effect on me at that age. And I knew, look, you just don't ask people for rides. You just don't get into the van. You need to know who you're hanging out with. It scared me. And, I don't know exactly what, they're using in terms of, being very descriptive about unwanted sex and, assault and, going through an unwanted pregnancy and, what that's like. But, maybe we kind of tone it down from what Preston suggests, but maybe we need to, be a little bit more descriptive. Maybe we should have, if it's somebody who, of course, was, willing to have it videotaped, what if we do show somebody giving birth and let these kids see what it's like to give birth? Maybe they have absolutely no idea. If we're going to be talking about education and, many legislatures are trying to vote against abstinence being discussed in school, why don't we then really teach the kids the facts? Right? We don't want to show porn or anything, but, how many kids realize that the act of sex may not be very comfortable, may only last a couple minutes? Was it worth it? We've talked about this. I think what would be very, very effective is some sort of a recreation, all right, where, two people decide to get it on and, she looks like she didn't enjoy it at all. It was over. He leaves, and, 3 days later, she has an itch. I don't know. I think that would hit home. And then maybe you don't have to deal with the whole debate of, we can't sit here and proselytize and, brainwash kids into abstinence. I think kids are looking for some sort of guidance, but I think Preston's right. Kids have to come up with a decision themselves. So what do we as adults do so we don't look like we're brainwashing, but we're giving proper advice? Now, not every person is going to be raped. Right? But I think sexual assault happens a lot more often than we think. And you can't tell a child, 80% of women, are victims of some sort of sexual assault. That's not going to, don't give them a number. Don't give them a percentage. But let them see a video on how sexual assault happens. If we're being very descriptive with the puberty changes and with the Tanner staging of what happens with our genitalia, then, maybe a recreation of an uncomfortable sex act, maybe that is an appropriate thing to show the kids. You know, and of course with them dressed, you know, under the cover, something like that. But, you know, kids have this fantasy of what sex is like because they see, you know, certain movies and it looks wonderful and everybody's smiling and everybody's happy and smoking marijuana afterwards or whatever. And I don't think people realize, you know, what it is. Now, yes, sex can be beautiful. Sex can be amazing. Okay. And, you know, but it happens like that if it's with somebody that you care about. So what do you do about the average child that thinks, oh, you know, I really care about Bobby and Bobby really cares about me? Now, I don't know what the answer is, but I, you know, if they're not, you know, if they're not being exposed to what, you know, is, you know, occurs in real life, they're going to be in fantasy land. I think seeing the birth of a child and seeing what happens during an episiotomy and seeing the trials and tribulations of taking care of a baby, maybe that does help. And again, you could do it very objectively. You know, yay, the baby's born and everybody's happy that the baby's born and mom's sitting there like, you know, how many stitches am I getting down there? You know, maybe too, some of the kids that watch that, they're like, well, you know, now we have to be careful of traumatizing them. But here's the thing. The average teenage girl is built for pregnancy. We were supposed to, you know, in caveman days, get pregnant as soon as we started having our periods. So, you know, when are we going to, from a psychological standpoint, start treating kids like adults? Oh, no, they're just kids. Well, then if they're just kids, why are you, putting up free condom dispensers in the bathroom? Well, they're kids that have sex. Look, they're either kids or they are physical adults. You can't play it both ways. And if these kids are acting like adults and having sex, and you think you need to put up condom dispensers in the classrooms, then they're adult enough to know, you know, to be able to, you know, learn and, you know, see graphic pictures of STDs and, assault and, and birth and labor and delivery. If no, that's going to traumatize them because they're kids, then kids shouldn't be handed out condoms. So, personally, I think condoms should be made available because you have people that are going to do stupid and they're going to want to have sex and they're going to need to protect themselves. So I think giving them out is a smart thing to do. But now that we're, you know, slowing down on the pap smear recommendations and we don't do pap smears on kids under 21, we are missing out on educating all these kids who are 13, 14, 15, 16. And so the only place they're going to get the education, if not at home, is school. Personally, I would rather it be done at home. But people don't listen to their parents, and many parents don't, you know, do sex education right. My parents said if I had sex, I would die. God would smite me. So that was my sex lecture. That was just it. You know, they thought, and they were right. I was, you know, fearful that God would smite me. They were right about that. They knew exactly what to say to me, but that didn't teach me anything. So, we'll see what happens with the discussion of sex ed, but I think we really need to, I think also with suicide, you know, what kids need to see is, you know, suicide is glorified in school. What they need to see is a movie where somebody committed suicide and the next day everybody else went about their lives and nobody even remembered the person. 1-877-DOPSALLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.